In a 6-3 decision along ideological lines, the high court has just ruled that Louisiana's 2024 map, which created the state's second majority black congressional district, is unconstitutional. The court writing that, quote, the Constitution almost never permits a state to discriminate on the basis of race, with Justice Alito delivering the opinion for the court. The decision marks a major win for Republicans, as Louisiana will now have to redraw its districting map and could have major implications for upcoming elections. For that, I want to bring in senior justice reporter Ryan Riley, who has been following this for us. Ryan, talk about those implications, right, of this decision out of Louisiana. We have a huge election now, just what, 7 months away come November.
Yeah, it's going to be a real scramble. And remember, you asked me before all of this, you know, they originally drew this map that despite Louisiana's population being a third black, that only one of the six districts that they drew originally was majority black. And so when they came, then they came back in order to sort of comply with the Voting Rights Act. They had drawn maps that created two majority black districts. But overall, if you look at the course of the Supreme Court's jurisprudence on the Voting Rights Act over the course of the last decade plus, I mean, they've been chipping away at the Voting Rights Act ever so slowly. And I think this is another big chunk that essentially they're taking out of the Voting Rights Act, which was sort of meant to originally, you know, make voting more equal, give individuals who had been suppressed for generations and for years more power in their own government. And so this is, you know, from a purely political standpoint, you should benefit Republicans, as you sort of mentioned,